Welcome to Morning English. This is Nora.
Hello, everybody. This is Colin. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English. And if you can persist in reading one book, your English will surely be improved to a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
Colin, 你有听过卖肾买苹果手机这件事情吗？
Yeah, you mean the 17-year-old kid who sold his kidney to buy, I think it was an iPhone 4.
Yeah, so you knew it. 对，那个时候的苹果4其实就是最受追捧的手机了。而这个年轻人呢，他才17岁，因为渴望要一台苹果手机呢，就用自己的肾去换了20,000+去买一部手机。
Yeah, I remember, you know, I was in China at the time,、
mm-hmm.
and the kid was from Hunan?
Yes, yes.
But it was like, I don't know, it was like years ago.
Right. It happened in 2011, so that's 10 years ago. 那刚刚讲到这个卖肾买苹果手机的小伙子啊，可能有一部分人听过，当时呢其实就是轰动一时。
Yeah, it was, once it was a big sensation.
Right.
He was even famous abroad.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And, well, there was also a meme talking about selling your kidney to be able to purchase an iPhone.
Meme, 意思就是指的表情包啊。当新的 iPhone 12和 Pro 出来的时候呢，国外流行的一个表情包就是这个卖肾的表情包。那图片上面呢，就是有很多种付款方式，其中有一个选项就是 kidney。就是你的肾去买一个苹果手机。
Yeah, yeah. The kidney meme is, well, it's not new, but actually, some of you may not know that it was an appalling reality.
Yeah, it is appalling. 就是让人震惊，甚至感觉到可怕。不过十年过去了，最近这个卖肾的男孩又上了一次热搜。
Mm-hmm. So how is he doing now?
Well, let's find out in today's podcast.我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。那刚刚讲到的这个小伙子啊，这些年他其实一直在接受治疗，仅剩的左肾呢也早已经严重受损，被评定为3级伤残。
Oh no、
mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
Yeah
Well, he developed an infection in the remaining kidney because the operation was unhygienic.
Right. Infection 指的就是感染。那 hygienic 指的是卫生的。前面加了一个 on 的前缀就是表不卫生的。因为这种贩卖器官的行为呢本身就是违法的。所以他去摘肾的这个地下医院手术环境是非常恶劣的，也导致他的伤口感染了。
So, is he getting better now?
Nope. Now he's still bedridden.
Oh man, I don't know what to say after hearing this.
Yeah, I feel the same. 那 bedridden, 我们一起来看看这个单词啊。前面是 bed, 就是床的意思。后面的 ridden 其实是 ride 的过去分词。那 ride 大家都知道有骑行的意思。For example, ride a bag, ride a horse.
Yeah, but when it comes to ridden, the meaning has changed.、
Mm-hmm.
It means full of something unpleasant or bad.
对。所以 ridden 就是指的缠身还有充斥什么什么的，而且一般都是指的不太好的词，比如说 disease ridden 就是指的疾病缠身的啊。那刚刚讲的这个表达 bedridden 其实就指的他卧床不起。
Yeah, someone who is bedridden is usually so ill or disabled that they cannot get out of bed.
对，那也就是因为这个原因呢，他无法干重活，而且还要靠家人来照顾。
I guess he's also forced to take years off from school.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Take years off from school. 意思就是说休学很多年。那其实说到休学啊，英文中其实还有很多其他的表达。
Yeah, for example, suspend study.
Right. Suspend is to officially stop something for a time. 就是指的暂停。那么 suspend study 也是指的休学。
Right, so you could also say take a gap year.
Yeah, take a gap year. Gap 就指的间隙嘛。那这个休学一年通常是主动去选择你要去休学的。那如果要说休学两年，是不是就可以说 take 2 gap years?
Well, yes, but We usually say take a couple of gap years.
And
if it lasts for a while, it's really called quitting school.
是的，如果你休太久了，那就是永久休学，也就是辍学了，所以你就会说 quit school。那这个地方其实要注意一下， school 在这个短语里面呢，指的是学习，所以它不需要变成复数 schools。
Yeah, so I guess it must have been very difficult for him as well as his family. His life and future are pretty much ruined because of this.
Yeah, just in exchange for an iPhone 4 and iPad 2. And now, no one wants those two products anymore.
Yeah, you know, I feel among the younger generation, there is always a deep culture of taking as much as you can now and not considering the future.
Yeah, 就是非常的任性，不考虑后果吧。
Right, this act is, well, it's very stupid and reckless.
对，那这个单词非常的恰当啊，就是 reckless. Reck 就是考虑的意思，那么后面呢加上一个 less 的后缀，就变成了形容词，不考虑后果的。
Yeah, being reckless is showing a lack of care about danger and the possible results of your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 17-year-old boy.He was quite reckless.
Exactly. 但是毕竟他才17岁嘛，他也没有想过自己的行为可能会导致接下来一生的痛苦。其实这个年龄就非常容易犯错，因为心理不太成熟嘛。
Right. He was very immature. What he did is just to keep up with the Joneses.
Keep up with the Joneses? Who are the Joneses?
Well, it's an idiom. The Joneses can refer to your friends, your neighbors.
Okay, so the Joneses...它并不是真正有一个人啊，而是指带身边的人、邻居、朋友都可以。
Yeah, yeah. So keeping up with the Joneses means that someone always wants to own the same expensive objects and do the same things as your friends or your neighbors because you're worried about seeming, I don't know, like less important socially than they are.
I see. 所以这个短语啊，意思指的其实就是攀比，中文的。那么 keep up with。这个短语呢其实也经常用到啊，它的意思就是赶上，比如说 keep up with the class 就是赶上上课的进度， keep up with the changes 就是与时俱进。
Exactly. When your friends are all using luxury goods, buying flashy cars, some people would then hope to do the same, to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, and this is actually really meaningless. 不过呢，很多人其实现在也在做着类似的事情，当然并不是指的卖肾啊，他们有可能是花呗啊，一直在欠钱，然后账单就挤压了，而且花钱从不节制，就是为了赶上所谓的潮流。所以我觉得这个案例也是一个很好的警醒吧。
Yeah, exactly.
好了，那今天的节目呢也聊到这里结束了。最后呢再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。
Yeah, and at the same time, we will have a study group to supervise your study. Our founder, Alan, will also be in the group to give you guidance for 7 days. This mini camp is especially suitable for students who really want to improve their English.
对，但是我们限量只有200个名额，所以想报名免费体验的同学就赶紧去微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Colin. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。